Imagine you're walking down a busy high street in the middle of summer. You're sweating, you're in a hurry, and you're looking for a very specific shop.
Right, and you finally spot it.
Exactly, you spot it. The window display is absolutely gorgeous. The branding is, you know, incredibly sharp.
Yeah.
But when you grab the heavy brass handle to go in, the front door is stuck.
Oh, man. So you pull it once, nothing. You give it a serious yank, and it still won't budge.
Yeah. And if that door doesn't open in, say, 3 seconds, what do you actually do? I mean, you don't stand there jiggling the handle, peering through the glass, trying to flag down a cashier.
No, of course not. You turn on your heel, you cross the street, and you walk straight into the competitor shop.
Exactly. Because human patience is, well, it's a highly perishable resource. And that instinct to abandon ship the moment friction appears is pretty much universal.
Oh, for sure. And that physical, visceral frustration, it translates directly to the digital world.
It really does. Welcome to today's deep dive. It is Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. And today we are placing the very foundation of your digital storefront under the microscope. We're dissecting this really comprehensive guide published by Credify.
And our mission for you today is critical. We're going to help you navigate this massive decision, the choice between using a WordPress website and investing in a custom development build.
Right, but we aren't just comparing price tags here. The goal is to help you choose a structural foundation that will actively support your business goals, you know, 3 to 5 years down the line.
Yeah, we really want to keep you out of the incredibly expensive tear it down and start over cycle that so many businesses just fall into.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because whether you're a local service provider or maybe a SaaS founder or part of a growing marketing team, the rules of the internet have drastically changed over the last couple of years.
They really have. You need to be prepared for the reality of the web today.
Right, so before we even bring platforms into the discussion, we have to look at the environment those platforms are forced to live in. The internet of 2026 is it's entirely unforgiving when it comes to speed.
It is entirely unforgiving, but it's also operating under a totally new set of mechanics. I mean, we are no longer in an era where throwing up a digital brochure and buying some search ads is enough.
Right.
Today, AI overviews and generative search results are dominating how users find their information. And those AI systems are actively like programmatically prioritizing websites that possess strong technical SEO, meticulously structured content, and blazing fast performance.
Wait, hold on. Does AI-powered search really care that much about the back-end code? I mean, if my content is well-written and my page looks beautiful to a human reader, does an AI model actually care how the foundation of my website was poured?
What's fascinating here is how these AI models process the web compared to a human. They don't have eyes, you know?
Right. They aren't looking at my hero image.
Exactly. They do not appreciate your elegant color scheme or your clever graphic design.
Yeah.
They parse the underlying architecture. Generative search bots need clean, easily crawlable code and robust schema markup.
Schema markup. That's a term that gets thrown around a lot. What does that actually look like in practice, like functionally?
So think of it like a massive commercial warehouse. If a robot is sent into a warehouse to find a specific product and all the boxes are just dumped in a giant disorganized pile in the center of the room,
Robot's gonna fail.
right, it completely fails. Schema markup is the digital equivalent of putting standardized, highly detailed barcode labels on perfectly organized shelves. It tells the AI exactly what a piece of data is.
Oh, I see. Like whether it's a price, a review, a recipe, a location, that kind of thing.
Exactly. So when your underlying code is bloated or outdated, it actively confuses those crawlers. The AI simply moves on to a competitor site that provides a tailored, performance-optimized environment.
Wow. And when we talk about performance, we are really talking about raw, unadulterated speed. The source material hit me with a statistic from Google Research that honestly, it made me wince.
Oh, the 3-second rule.
Yes. They found that 53% of mobile users leave a site if it takes longer than 3 seconds to load. 53%. 3 seconds. That is the stuck front door we just talked about.
Yeah, the drop-off is severe.
Yeah.
And it's not just some vanity metric to keep your developers happy. Portent Research tracked this and found that a site loading in 1 second converts at a significantly higher rate than a site loading in 5 seconds.
Well, yeah, because at 5 seconds, the user's already gone. They're back on the search results page.
Which Google actively monitors, by the way. If users consistently click your link and then immediately bounce back to the search page because the site didn't load, the algorithm registers that your site is a poor result.
And your rankings plummet.
Exactly. Furthermore, if you are running paid ads to a slow site, you are, quite literally setting your marketing budget on fire. I mean, you're paying premium rates to drive traffic to a door that refuses to open.
So if a 3-second load time is an absolute death sentence, why are so many businesses still setting themselves up to fail? Is it just because everyone defaults to the biggest, most recognizable name in the room when they need to get online quickly?
Well, yes. And that brings us to the WordPress empire.
Calling it an empire is statistically accurate, right? According to W3 Techs, WordPress powers over 43% of all global websites.
Let that sink in. Nearly half of the entire internet runs on this single platform.
It's massive, and it achieved that dominance by basically democratizing website building. Like, WordPress relies on themes like Elementor, for instance, and an ecosystem of plugins to help businesses get a site up and running with a much lower upfront cost than hiring a team to write custom code.
Yeah, and we shouldn't dismiss the value of that.
Yeah.
HubSpot's state of marketing reports consistently point out that generating content is the primary driver of organic traffic.
Right.
And for content management, WordPress remains largely unmatched in its user accessibility. A marketing manager can log in, draft a comprehensive blog post, insert media, optimize the meta tags, and hit publish without ever needing to understand HTML or, you know, call an engineer.
It's the ultimate prefab house. It's highly affordable. The drywall is already up. The kitchen appliances are plugged in. And you can practically move your business in by Friday.
That's a great way to put it.
But I have to push back a bit on this reliance on plugins.
Uh-huh.
If you have a plugin for your SEO, another plugin to build your contact forms, a third plugin to compress your images, and a fourth plugin just to make the other three plugins load faster, isn't that essentially building a house of cards?
Well, I wouldn't call it a house of cards because the core WordPress software itself is actually incredibly sturdy. The issue isn't the foundation. The issue is what the homeowner bolts onto the house afterward. Plugin dependency introduces two massive structural flaws to a website: compatibility conflicts and severe code bloat.
Okay, let's drill into code bloat because that sounds like a very abstract developer complaint. What does bloat actually look like to a customer's browser?
So, when a user clicks your link, their smartphone browser has to download and read the code to display the page. Every single plugin you install injects its own distinct scripts, style sheets, and functional code into that process.
So it's like asking someone to read a novel, but because of all the plugins, you force them to read 30 pages of dense legal terms and conditions before they're allowed to read the first chapter.
That is a perfect analogy. The browser is forced to download thousands of lines of unnecessary code for features that might not even be used on that specific page.
And the screen just stays white. The user stares at a loading bar.
Right. That bloat destroys your core web vitals, which are the specific speed and stability metrics that Google uses to rank you.
And there's a much darker side to that dependency, which is security. The source material references a PatchStack security report highlighting that plugin vulnerabilities are the single biggest security risk in the entire WordPress ecosystem.
Yeah, think about the mechanics of how plugins are created. You aren't just relying on the official WordPress security tool.
Right, you're relying on everyone else.
Exactly. When you install 30 different plugins, you're incorporating code written by dozens of independent developers from all over the world with wildly varying degrees of skill and security hygiene.
You're basically cutting 30 different backdoors into your warehouse and just hoping that 30 total strangers remembered to install a deadbolt.
And when one of those strangers abandons their plugin and stops updating it, hackers find the exploit. This is why WordPress demands constant, vigilant maintenance. You have to update plugins weekly, check for conflicts when an update breaks a feature, and constantly patch vulnerabilities just to tread water.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because when that bloated infrastructure starts cracking under the weight of high traffic, or your daily operations get too complex for a $50 off-the-shelf plugin to handle, you have to look at the alternative. You have to look at fully custom development.
Right. And moving to custom development is a complete paradigm shift.
Yeah.
You are abandoning the prefab constraints entirely.
So you're building from scratch.
Exactly. Custom development means engineering the front-end user interface, the back-end database, and the API integrations entirely around the specific, unique operations of your business. There are no generic templates. There is zero unused code sitting in the background.
You threw out a term earlier that I want to catch before it flies by: API integrations. And the source mentions headless CMS setups and decoupled architecture.
Yes, those are huge concepts right now.
But to a lot of business owners, headless sounds like a Halloween movie, not a growth strategy. How does a decoupled headless site actually work?
Okay, to understand decoupled, you have to understand how standard WordPress works. In standard WordPress, the backend, where your database of text and images lives, is tightly fused to the frontend, which is the visual design the user sees. They're stuck together.
Okay, they're one unit.
Right. A headless CMS severs that connection. The backend database is hosted in one place, and the visual frontend is built and hosted entirely separately.
Okay, I think I have an analogy for this. Think of it like a high-end restaurant. The backend database is the kitchen where all the heavy cooking happens. The front end is the beautiful, quiet dining room where the customer sits.
I like where this is going.
Normally, in a standard setup, the kitchen and the dining room are crammed into the same space. It's noisy, it's hot, and if a pan catches fire, the customers are choking on smoke.
Yes. And in a headless architecture, you build the kitchen in a completely separate building.
Right. And the API, the application programming interface, is basically a fleet of lightning-fast waiters sprinting between the two buildings. The customer asks for a menu item, the API sprints to the kitchen, grabs the exact data needed, and sprints back to the dining room in milliseconds.
Precisely. The dining room stays pristine, lightning-fast, and completely insulated from any mess in the kitchen.
That makes so much sense.
And that separation is exactly why the performance of custom builds is unparalleled. IBM research constantly emphasizes that scalable, decoupled digital infrastructure is critical for data-heavy applications.
So it's essential for big data.
Absolutely. If you're running a SaaS platform, a fintech dashboard, or a massive e-commerce store, you simply cannot rely on a generic template to process thousands of complex database requests simultaneously. You need custom architecture to handle custom workflows.
But let me play devil's advocate here for a second. Isn't a custom-coded site an absolute nightmare to maintain day to day? We just praised how easy the standard WordPress dashboard is for a marketing team.
Right.
So if my site is fully bespoke, decoupled, and hard-coded by an engineering firm, don't I have to submit a support ticket to a developer every time I want to change a comma on the About Us page?
That is probably the most common misconception holding businesses back from scaling. A well-engineered custom site still has a content management system built into it.
Oh, it does?
Yes. The developers create a streamlined dashboard specifically for your team to edit text, swap images, and publish blogs. The difference is that the dashboard only contains the tools you actually need.
So no hunting through 50 complex plugin settings just to change a headline?
None. And regarding the long-term headaches, custom builds actually offer significantly more predictable maintenance.
Because there aren't any random plugins updating in the background.
Exactly. Because the platform is purpose-built, you aren't at the mercy of random software updates from third-party plugin creators. You own and control the entire environment. That drastically reduces those late-night emergency fixes where a rogue plugin update brings your entire checkout process down.
The trade-off, obviously, is the barrier to entry. You are paying a premium for that engineering, and you have to wait for the architecture to be built.
Yes. The upfront costs are substantially higher, and the development timeline is measured in months, not days.
So we have a pretty stark contrast here. On one side, standard WordPress, fast to launch, incredibly affordable, brilliant for basic content, but highly prone to bloat, security vulnerabilities, and performance issues.
And on the other side, fully custom. Expensive, slower to market, but blazing fast, incredibly secure, and perfectly tailored to complex operations.
But there is a scenario where a business refuses to compromise. They desperately need the blazing speed and clean code of a custom build, but they know their marketing department will launch a full-scale mutiny if they lose their familiar WordPress publishing tools.
That happens all the time.
Which brings us to the golden middle. The source guide outlines a hybrid approach called custom WordPress development. How does this actually work mechanically?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, custom WordPress development is essentially an exercise in surgical extraction. Developers take the WordPress software, but they strictly use it only as the back-end database, the kitchen, to use your restaurant analogy.
Okay.
They completely discard the bloated pre-made themes, the drag-and-drop page builders like Elementor, and the heavy visual plugins.
Ah, so you're basically ripping the heavy, inefficient engine out of a generic family car, but you're keeping the comfortable steering wheel and the dashboard that the driver already knows exactly how to use.
That's it entirely. The engineering team custom codes a bespoke, lightweight front end from scratch, ensuring pristine core web vitals and lightning fast load times.
Yeah.
But they wire that custom front end directly into the familiar WordPress dashboard.
So the marketing team logs into the exact same screen they've used for a decade, they hit publish on a blog post, and the custom code serves it to the user instantly.
Yeah. it is often the most practical, high ROI solution for content-heavy businesses. Think large media publishers, mid-size agencies, or corporate resource hubs.
Because it fixes the speed issue.
Right. It eliminates the performance bottleneck of generic templates, but it saves the company the massive financial investment of building a proprietary back-end CMS from the ground up.
So what does this all mean for you? We have laid all the cards on the table. You understand standard WordPress, the architectural shift of fully custom development, and the hybrid custom WordPress model. But how do you actually make the call for your specific situation?
Well, you have to look at the total cost of ownership over a 3 to 5 year horizon. The single biggest financial mistake businesses make is judging a website solely by its launch cost.
Oh, it's the ultimate trap of cheapness. A standard template feels like a massive win for your budget on day one. But if that site takes 4 seconds to load and bleeds mobile customers...
Or if it requires 40 hours of developer retainers every month just to patch broken plugins.
Exactly. And if you have to throw the whole thing in the trash and start over in 2 years because you outgrew it, well, it wasn't cheap at all.
Which is why custom architecture, despite hurting your wallet more initially, often results in a vastly superior long-term ROI. The code doesn't break under pressure. The maintenance is highly predictable.
And it converts better.
Most importantly, yes. Because the site is lightning fast, it actively converts visitors into paying customers at a much higher rate. It operates as an asset rather than a liability.
The Credify guide gives us some very clear decision rules here. You should absolutely choose standard WordPress if you are operating on a highly limited budget, if you need to launch a minimum viable product next week to test an idea, or if you just have standard brochure site needs.
Yeah, if you're a local plumber, a boutique bakery, or an independent consultant, a well-managed standard WordPress site is perfectly fine.
This raises an important question you need to ask yourself. What is the actual function of your website? Is it just a digital business card handing out your contact info, or is it the core operational infrastructure of your day-to-day revenue?
That's the dividing line. You should choose custom, whether that's a fully custom build or the custom WordPress hybrid, if your website directly facilitates major transactions.
Right. If you need unique user dashboards, complex integrations with your internal CRM, or if you're a startup securing funding and planning for aggressive user growth, trying to force a $50 template to do the job of custom software is like trying to tow a freight train with a bicycle. It is going to snap.
We have covered immense technical ground today, from the absolute ruthlessness of a 3-second load time to the invisible dangers of code bloat to the architectural brilliance of decoupled APIs.
We really have. But the ultimate takeaway here is that there is no universal, objective, best way to build a website. There is only the most appropriate foundation for your specific business model, your specific traffic expectations, and your specific long-term ambitions.
Exactly. You have to match the engineering to the goal. It requires an honest assessment of where you intend to be in 2030, not just where your budget is today.
But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a final, slightly provocative thought that builds on what we discussed regarding AI search. We spend a lot of time establishing that AI bots don't have eyes, right? They don't care about your beautiful hero images. They care about the structured data and the cleanliness of your backend code.
They are parsing the raw information, looking for authority and relevance.
So as generative AI agents become deeply integrated into our daily lives, what if, in the very near future, the visual layout of your website matters entirely less than the architecture?
Oh, wow.
What if your primary visitor is no longer a human clicking a mouse, but an AI agent browsing the web on behalf of that human?
It's a profound shift in how we think about digital real estate. Mm-hmm. We are moving toward designing for machines that make purchasing decisions for humans.
Exactly. If I tell my AI assistant, go find me the best project management software for my mid-size agency and initiate a free trial, that AI agent isn't going to be swayed by your clever branding colors or your glossy video backgrounds.
No, it's going to ruthlessly interrogate your technical scalability.
Yep, your instantaneous load times and your crystal clear schema markup. In that world, an airtight, custom technical architecture isn't just an IT upgrade. It becomes the ultimate deciding factor for your business's very survival.
A fascinating premise to consider as you evaluate your own infrastructure.
Something to seriously ponder as you look at your digital storefront today. Make sure that when someone or something grabs the handle to your business, the door doesn't just open. Make sure it flies wide open. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.